You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do, because it is correct. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal, an absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with the law and the force that stands behind it. Hey, this is Mark Graziano, and this is another segment of Something to Consider on the GRC podcast. My goal is to give you quick hits of insight where simple thoughts can fuel innovation. In today's episode, we're going to dive into a mantra that I'm sure you've likely seen echoed across countless compliance-related posts on LinkedIn, and that is compliance isn't security. Now, I don't disagree. However, we do have to accept the fact that a world without compliance is not a viable reality. The laws, the policies, the regulations that we all have to abide by didn't just appear out of thin air. They were instituted in response to consistent negative impacts on customers. Are you familiar with the shopping cart theory? It's a fantastic Reddit post. I will read it in full. It's just that good. The shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. To return the shopping cart is an easy, convenient task, and one which we all recognize as the correct, appropriate thing to do. To return the shopping cart is objectively right. There are no situations, other than dire emergencies, in which a person is not able to return their cart. Simultaneously, it is not illegal to abandon your cart. Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as the apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it. No one will punish you for not returning your shopping cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning your shopping cart. You gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the shopping cart out of the goodness of your own heart. You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do, because it is correct. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal, an absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with the law and the force that stands behind it. The shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good or bad member of society. Now, I think this probably illustrates something very important. I believe that your disdain for compliance likely stems from a place of integrity. You would return the shopping cart. You are a good person. You are good at your job. You do not need somebody telling you to do the right thing. You have no shortage of innovative ideas to protect your customer data, but now since you've been given a checklist, you feel boxed in by bureaucracy. Unfortunately, in society, sometimes we're governed by the lowest common denominator. Take the shopping cart example again. It's a minor effort, but skipping it saves time, creating perceived edge and efficiency. In business, this mindset of valuing immediate gains over ethical actions demonstrates a clear need for enforceable rules to uphold integrity. Compliance serves to ensure that everybody adheres to basic acceptable standards, but information security is more of an art than a science. The subtleties of what constitute good security complicate the task of creating compliance framework and controls that universally apply to all organizations, all data types, technologies, and processes. No single method exists for mitigating a risk. I'm going to say that one more time because I think it is incredibly important. No single method exists for mitigating a risk. And this leads to a lot of friction between companies and auditors. To better grasp what I'm getting at, let's consider a straightforward, non-technical example.
Do me a favor and picture a person at a crosswalk.
As you're envisioning this person who needs to get across the street, let's break down the risk and potential controls. What is the risk? That the pedestrian could get struck by a vehicle. How do we minimize this risk? By implementing safety controls and defining procedures. What are some potential physical safety controls that might be evident in a city's infrastructure? I would say traffic lights for both vehicles and pedestrians, crosswalk signs, maybe some high contrast paint to delineate the crosswalk from the road. These are just a few examples. Now, what procedures should a pedestrian follow to ensure safety? Crossing only the designated areas, waiting for the signal before proceeding, and maybe looking both ways. These are fundamental steps. Now, if any of these physical control elements were absent or tasks ignored, do you think that the risk of getting hit substantially increases? I would say so. So given the intuitive nature of these controls, we should probably formalize them in city ordinances, complete with penalties for noncompliance. Seems logical, right? Now, with these measures officially in place, identifying hazardous crosswalks and penalizing negligent pedestrians becomes pretty straightforward, doesn't it? Hold that thought. Now picture a pedestrian bridge. Notice in your mind the absence of traffic lights, the complete disregard for cars, for the crossing pedestrians, and the lack of pedestrian vigilance. By the standards we just established, this crosswalk should be flagged as unsafe, incurring fines on both the construction workers that built this and the pedestrians alike. That would be absolutely absurd, right? This is an exaggerated scenario, but chances are you've encountered something similar to this with an auditor or a customer before. Whether it's due to outdated control language or your team's innovative workaround, you've been judged on a standard that seems completely at odds with your solution. And it can be maddening, especially when you're confident that everything is under control, even if it's in a novel way. So how do you bridge this gap in understanding? I would start by focusing on the essence of the control. Start the conversation around the risk that needs to be mitigated, as opposed to focusing on the specific control initially. Work through the risk step by step, considering what the business can do realistically to mitigate this risk. It's a common misconception that a single risk correlates with a single control. And more often than not, mitigating a risk involves a series of controls and a narrative rather than just ticking off a box. If you've not yet encountered this scenario, believe me, you will in the future. If you have encountered this scenario, believe me, you will in the future. So hopefully you can take this context and bring it to your next discussion where you're at odds with somebody talking about a risk to mitigate and a particular control that they're looking for. Until next time, this is something to consider.